Hello, I'm Scott Haywood, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. Despite no real lead from Wall Street last night, it was another positive day on the local market. After jumping at the open, the ASX 200 held steady for the rest of the day to close up 35 points or 0.5% to 7,824. Mining stocks were the best performer on the day, with REITs the laggards. But while investors will be pleased about the ASX 200 shifting upwards by 12% in the last 6 months, consumers in the economy are less happy right now. The weight of interest rates and inflation conditions is still weighing on the economy, and that was laid out today in the latest Westpac Consumer Sentiment Survey. The index, which measures optimism in the economy, sank by 2.4% to just 82 points, continuing 2 years of pessimism from consumers. While there were good developments around expectations for family finances in the future, people are still putting off buying major items. They'll be looking to see how tax cuts and potential interest rate cuts filter their way through the system, possibly something for listed companies to take note of. Incidentally, the IMF has backed up the summary of pain, saying that Australian households are world leaders in interest rate pain. They've put that down to the variable rate bias in the home loan system and the high level of household debts. The poor consumer conditions haven't quite flowed through to business yet, though. NAB's monthly business survey showed that conditions and confidence was relatively unchanged, with both indices in positive territory. And you can hear more about consumer and business sentiment on Money News tonight at 7 p.m. or via the podcast feed. After having 24% of its share price wiped off yesterday on a weaker than expected trading update, agribusiness giant Elders has recovered some of that ground, closing up 8% to $8 a share. Ansell had lifted 6% to $25.43 after striking a deal to acquire US giant Kimberly-Clark's Corporation personal protective equipment business. And lithium and copper miners led the gains, Liontown up 8%, and Lynas and Rare Earths also recovering up more than 3%. Viva Energy was the biggest large cap decliner, falling 3% to $3.70. There could have been some profit taking coming off its 52-week high of $3.82 in the last week. Real estate trusts were amongst the weakest sector. Stockland down 1% to $4.68. Mirvac down 1% to $2.29. And Lendlease also fell more than 1% to $6.42. To the currency markets, and the Australian dollar has recovered some ground, sitting just above 66 US cents, steady with the British pence at 52 British pence, right on 100 Japanese yen, and still just above $1.09 New Zealand. Gold also steady at US $2,347 an ounce. Iron ore futures have just risen slightly, with the metal now sitting at $105 US a tonne. Brent crude bounced back, now above US $90 a barrel. And Bitcoin also stronger, with one coin valued at $107,553 Aussie dollars. And just finally, you might be tossing up throwing your money into investments other than the share market or the property market. But how about something that runs fast? The first foal of the champion racehorse Winx has just sold at auction for a huge $10 million. That makes it the highest selling filly in the world. Winx, of course, won 37 of 43 career starts and made more than $26.4 million in prize money. If this foal is to match her mother, then $10 million could more than take care of itself. Tonight on the show, we'll talk to Westpac's Matthew Hassan on the consumer numbers, plus look at whether we can do much to get insurance premiums back into an easier range again with Honey Insurance's CEO Richard Joff. That's 7 p.m. on your radio via streaming on your podcast feed. I'm Scott Haywood. I'll see you then.